hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It is the dating game show that just won an award.
Oh, really?
For nation's lamest dating game show.
Four years running now.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I wouldn't brag about that.
Yeah. It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic.
Yeah.
We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, back in college, she once had a romantic experience inside a senior home jacuzzi.
Oh.
And now she's forever known as Turbo Jet Juliet.
Hello.
Oh, it's the wrong kind of seniors in college, Juliet.
Yeah.
And in the other corner, her motto is kiss the boys and make them cry.
Oh,
because
I like that.
All her makeouts involve teeth.
Oh.
Meet Casey with an I.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
That hurts, you know.
Here's how the game works. One contestant is going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We'll go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards, we will declare a winner.
All right.
Oh, okay. Looks like we got a good bout.
Are our contestants ready?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. Let's kick it off with Turbo Jet Juliet.
I love the name.
Give it to us.
So I once went on this Tinder date, and he said that he had a surprise for me at his place. And I was like, all right. And he leaned in and said, the surprise is in the bedroom.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, right? So we walked in, and when we got into his bedroom, there was no bed. There were just pieces of a bed frame on the floor. And then he leaned in again and handed me some IKEA instructions and said, once we build it, we can use it.
And then we'll break it again once we do.
Yeah, so I mean, 4 days later and three fights.
Maybe four fights, actually.
Yeah. All right, Casey, can you counter?
Yeah, so he asked if we could go to like a public park during the daytime and walk around to get to know each other.
Okay, that seems innocent enough.
Pretty innocent, right?
Sure.
So he walked towards the playground area and he encouraged me to sit on the tire swing.
Okay. We're still doing well.
Yeah. And then he started to spin me and just kept on spinning me faster and faster, even though I said, please stop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? And I got so dizzy, I fell off. And then the next thing I know, he like reached down, grabbed my purse, and ran off.
No!
Oh! He robbed you?
Oh, my God.
Wow. He robbed you using a tire swing. Did you ever get your purse back?
No, I never saw him again. I was just like in disbelief.
It's always the innocent ones.
Wow.
Evil.
Right?
It's like a robbery straight out of like Bugs Bunny or something.
Yeah. On to round two. Juliet, what do you got?
So I met this other Tinder date at a coffee shop. And when I got there, he was sitting at a table outside wearing sunglasses and holding a book.
Oh, isn't he smart? Very educated.
So that is unclear, but he did want to see if I was smart.
Okay.
And tried to hand me the book and said, read this out loud to everyone out on this patio.
What? He wanted to see if you were literate?
That's his bar for smartness?
I guess.
Can you read at a fourth grade level?
That's not where it stopped, because when I said no, he said, you passed the first test. Now the second one is we sleep together and we'll see how it goes.
Terrible.
I wish the SATs were more like that, though. You know?
Oh, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Perfect score. All right. Casey, can you beat it?
Yeah, wow. Met this guy on Tinder, and he wanted to meet up at his place, which was fine. So I showed up there, and he opened the door.
Okay.
But he was, like, dressed to the nines. He had, like, a jacket and a tie and a pocket square.
Oh,
and
impressive.
Fancy. I mean, it was insane. So I just kind of took a step back, and I said, I'm so sorry, but I didn't know. I didn't dress up. And he goes, it's okay, but I'm really late. I gotta go.
What?
Where?
He's leaving you?
Yeah.
At his own apartment?
And he's like, well, listen, the kids have to be in bed by 9, and I left pizza money on the countertop.
No.
Shut up.
Hold on.
He hired you as a babysitter.
I don't know if it was a setup so he can get free babysitting services from me. But I have no idea.
Did you stay with the kids?
Of course I did. I mean, my date was canceled. I had nothing better to do.
Good boy.
Your first story, the guy robbed you. Your second story, the guy hires you as a babysitter. Are you sure that you're on Tinder?
But at least she's making some of that money back.
I guess so. Right? Yeah. All right, we're on to the third and final round. Juliet, what do you got?
So this dude and I, we bonded over our love for seafood.
Okay.
And he said he knew a great place for it. So we show up and then we like, there's a restaurant and then we walk a block to the aquarium. And he points out every single fish and sea creature he hopes to eat one day.
Oh, God.
I hope there was no dolphins at this aquarium.
Hey, don't knock until you try it, bro.
No.
Definitely illegal.
Yeah, so we're in there for like, I don't know, an hour and a half. And then he's like, let's go through again. And this time I'll tell you how I'll kill them.
Oh, that's scary.
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know you can just take them out of the water and then
die.
You don't have to like attack them.
Oh, what did you do?
I very desperately had to use the bathroom, and I called myself an Uber and left.
Yeah, that's a good move.
All right, Casey, can you beat the anti-Aquaman story?
So this one guy I met on Tinder, he came over to my house, and I had a variety of virgin cocktails out because I don't drink, and I even told him I don't drink.
Like, poor thing, you've done all of these stories sober? I'm so sorry.
I know, right? But like 30 minutes into hanging out, he started dancing, singing, twerking. Like,
I'm confused. Was he pretending to be drunk? Is that what he was doing?
I guess so. I mean, did it have a placebo effect? I have no idea.
He's like, I've had five of these. There's no way I'm not wasted right now.
You may have shown up to the date turnt, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, that final bell means the match is over.
Ooh.
Good fight today. Let's go to the judges and get your final scorecards. Alexis, who's your choice?
Oof, I'm going with Juliet because of the aquarium guy.
Okay.
Really?
Scary.
Oh, my God. Poor Casey got robbed. I'm going with Casey.
Oh, it's tied 1-1. Jose, who's the winner today?
I'm going with Casey because you got stuck as a babysitter.
Congratulations, Casey with an I.
Yeah.
You are the queen of questionable dates. That's something to be very, very proud of.
You have no idea. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Text in your terrible dating stories to 78592. Maybe you could be a contestant on the next edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah.
Your phone tap is coming up right after this.